Psachim number 4.
Was sind die Gemorre noch einmal? Kipp liege, sagt die Gemorre. The Zobin Malve, the Kodish Malve. The Malve, the one that lent out the money, was magdish it or sold it. Abai Omar le Mafra o Goive. Kevon de Motezimne ve loi pare, igale Milse le Mafra, de Miikori, Bershusa, ve Koi, V'shapir agdish v'shapir zobim. We made like yesterday that came when the motezim never loypare. Only if he waits till the end and after the zman and machta ma'isegvir, as I take Rabbeinu Peretz and the hemshach asugya, zek tazim mefurish. So you show him shem. Tez Rabbeinu Peretz zek tazim mefurish. That davkev other the zman came and he was not paying him and he made a ma'isegvir. Then we say lemafreya ugoim. Came when the motezim never loypare, galim misel lemafreya. The Bashusa Avikoi. The Rov Amar Mikam Velayabo Goive. Came in the Laval Isusa and Masalikli Bezuzi, Ishtaka the Ashtokokon. Ishtaka the Ashtokokon. Ishtaka the Ashtokokon. As I said, the Gemara. So we have a machlekes lemaisa abaye verove if the malve was magdish it abaye holds the mafreya etzchal and rove holds that it's not chal. That's the gemara. Lama zel loshen Rashi ki pligi the agdish malve b'toich hazman v'dayik shen the Rashi b'toich hazman v'lo hikdish es achoyv elo akarka v'ashtuk shigia hazman v'lo yiporo izev u boli gvois min aloivo choyzo bo min ahekdash and if them is a machlekes abaye verove as abaye held that it's kodesh and Rove holds that it's not Kodesh. So this Rashi is a poor Zachar to Medak, the Gzai. Rashi says like this, Ki pligi da agdish malve betoich hazman es akarka meshu abedes loy, velo higdish es achoy. So Rashi was magdish the karka, but he was not magdish the choy. What's meant Rashi? He was magdish the karka, and he was not magdish the choy. What's it? Shteido in Rashi, that lo yetzuyer, he will be magdish the choyv. So sayle abaye, sayle rove, the choyv will become kodesh. And bemele the karka will become kodesh. Let me get the tzvei halokim of Rashi. First, the first chelik of Rashi. That lo yetzuyer is magdish the choyv, the kdusha is toifes. We have to know this Rashi is a mechudosh deke Rashi. Why? Not everyone is masking to this halacha that you could be magdish a choyv. Tesis in Ksuvis Daf Nunhei says that a person cannot be Magdish Achoiv, cannot sell Achoiv. Why? Zog Tesis, Choiv is Dovor She'ein Bui Mamesh. What is Achoiv? So Dovor She'ein Bui Mamesh. There's no Mamoshesh to the Choiv. So Dovor She'ein Bui Mamesh. He can't make a Kinyan on a Dovor She'ein Bui Mamesh. Zog Tesis, the person cannot be Magdish Achoiv. So Dovor She'ein Bui Mamesh. He can't sell it. Takonet Rabon, you can't sell a choyv. Mamet Shloshtom, Takonet Rabon, you can't sell it. So Dovor She'en Bei Mamesh. Shtar, yeah. I don't get the thesis, but to sell the choyv, it's a Dovor She'en Bei Mamesh. Ois, yes, we have a shtar, shtar nikness, you sell the shtar, after the shtore. But a choyv, you can't sell. It's going in a sugyan, but it's amatish, because we're going to get to the sugyan later, if she will the Rab Nosson, to know these ideas. The Gemara here is handling the sugya. The Gemara says, "Ein choiv nikne bechalipin." You can't be koyne a choiv bechalipin. You owe someone money. As alamol, you do chalipin. Right? You make a kinyan suda, and it becomes yours. You owe someone money, and kinyan suda, you want to be makne to someone else. The Gemara says you can't. So this is pasuk. You can't sell a choiv. There's no way to catch it. It's double shem b'manush. Rashi in Ksuvus Nunhei Amud Beis says, you know why you can't sell a choiv bechalipin? She'ein matbea nikne bechalipin. Zok Teisves, state in Rashi, Teisim Ksuvas, that be'etzem you could sell a choiv. Zok Teisves, state in Rashi, that you could sell a choiv. The reason you can't sell this choiv, because ein matbea nikne bechalipin. But without the chisoron of ein matbea nikne bechalipin, you could sell a choiv. So, miyad nogea to our Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Hegdesh, Amirosel, Gavoyakim, Sirosel, Lehediot, you could be Magdish Achoyv. That's the Rashi Lashitosu. You could be Magdish Achoyv. Amirosel, Gavoyakim, Sirosel, Lehediot, Mameli, you could be Magdish Achoyv. That's how? This is time, was a negat to the Rashi. Was a negat to the Ikra Divrei Rashi. Stam, but the Agav, as we master the Rashi in Ksuvis, I'm saying again, it will be again the Hemshech. When asked the Rashi in Ksuvas, Rashi says, why you can't sell a choiv bechalipin? She'ein matbea nikne bechalipin. The Rishonim Amedayik in Rashi, that the choiv is called matbea, ve'ein matbea nikne bechalipin. The Pasha says, why to call it matbea? Choiv is a matbea? Choiv is a choiv, ve'ein shvasidos. The Achronim learn that Rashi learns that while I gave you money, the money that you owe me is called money, it's called matbea. You owe me money. So chutzot, you have to pay me the money you owe me. It's ki'ilu, you have in your hands my money. The money that I gave you is by you. You owe me it. You have to pay me it back. And it's called a matbea. Zogin de Rishoinim, lu yitzir de alvoya was not money. Not I gave you $100 to give me back $100. I gave you 100 kilos of potatoes and you'll pay me back 100 kilos of potatoes. Zogin de Rishoinim, if Rashi, you could be koine de choyv bechalipin. Because he owes potatoes. And potatoes is not a matbea. State in Rashi, the choiv is called a matbea. Ve'ein matbea nikne bechalipin. Ve'ein matbea nikne bechalipin. But if it's not a matbea, if it's not a matbea, so then it's like you don't have a chisol. If it's not a matbea, it's like you don't have a chisol. As they state in Rashi. So we're not going to be in your name. Later, now it's not going to be in the Iker Divrei Rashi. So Rashi says as they. Ve'lo hikdish es achoiv. You could be magdish the choiv. No, our sugya read that he did not magdish the choiv. That he did not magdish the choiv. Now, mashma from Rashi, abalu yitzur, the person got up and he was magdish the choiv. Lu yitzur, the person was magdish the choiv. So in Rashi, it's mashma that it was chal. And what will be chal? What? To be chal, and what will happen? To be chal, and then what? It's mashma from Rashi that the karka will become kaddish. How the karka will become kaddish? The karka is by the other person. He was magdish the choiv. So the Buskarov explains in Sefer HaZikor in Oilei Chaim, Oilei Tam. Buskarov zok tazei that I magdish the choiv, so the choiv is kaddish now. So like when someone owes me money, we said yesterday, I have a schus. When I go to mend the schus, it becomes mine, the chayfetz. If I was Magdish the Choiv, now Hegdish holds the Choiv. So when Hegdish will collect the Karka will become belong to Hegdish. The Melech will become Kodesh. Not that I'm Magdish the Karka. The Gemara says that if you Magdish the Karka, if you Abayi lemafreya, it's Kodesh. And if you Rove, it's Mikan velehabo Kodesh. So Dr. Rashi meret that he was not Magdish the Choiv. But if he was Magdish the Choiv, so then when you collect it, it'll be Kodesh even if you Rove. Why? Because only when you collect the tag. Mikan v'la'abod. So even if he was magdish the choiv, it's a chidush that lefi abaye it's kodesh lemafreya. It's a rashi nishas a gishmak. The Gemara said, what is the nafkmina abaye v'rove? If a person gets up in the morning and he's magdish v'karka, lefi abaye it's chal, lefi rove it's natcha. So the rashi meret on the choiv. Because if it's the choiv, even lefi rove, shitas rashi you can magdish choivis, it'll be kodesh. But again, it will not be exactly the same. Because if the choiv will be kodesh, the karka is not kodesh. Now the pshat is, later, I will take, you owe, instead of owing me, you will owe Hashem. When the Hegdash will come and make the Ma'asei Gviyah, this karka will belong to Hashem. From then. And the people are biased from now. We say that. But Skarov explains Dalton, it's not such a, it's a, oh, you have to speak it out. Skarov has different shoti maybe. But he says, even if we'll stay like this, and I think just the glat, Rashi could say it because it's mashman the Gemara that lefi rove, it's not kodesh. It's not kodesh, it's mashman the Gemara lefi rove. Lefi abaye, it's kodesh, and lefi rove, it's not kodesh. So Rashi al kochoch that he was not magdish dechoiv. Because if he's magdish dechoiv, it will be kodesh, even lefi rove. Lama mamshich the Rashi. וכשהגיע הזמן ולא יפרוי והוא בוא לגבוי סנן הלוי וחויזר בו מן ההקדש. Now he changed his mind. זאת אומרת בסקרוב, and that's tickle again, and I know you're like, Tom, Frekta, why Rashi had to add his words, ואש אתה חויזר בו מן ההקדש? And if he's not חויזר בו מן ההקדש? But it'll become קודש מאיל of not. He was magdish it yesterday. פי הבאי יצחה לפי רוב יצנע תחל. Now, it's not חל, he collected. He's not changing his mind. If he wants, he could give it again. Rashi doesn't have to write it. That's Mishnagea. It's the, yeah. But what's like Rashi? Kilo shteit in Rashi, and we don't understand. I was like, Teres, kilo shteit in Rashi, that if he's not choizah from the Hegdash, so when he will collect it, it will become kodesh even if he rove. It doesn't make sense, because that mice, the Hegdash, was not chal. So why Rashi has to say, v'ashto choizah boi min ha-Hegdash? What? But again, I'm just showing, again, Rashi doesn't want to become Kodesh now, if he wrote it. This is what Skarov said before. Rashi is mashma if he wrote it, not Kodesh Bichlav. If he's Magdish in the Choyv, it will be Kodesh now. Say it now. Not in the now. First Rashi. Then Rashi is not a Chidush. And he was Choyzer. Because if he's not Choyzer, it's again Kodesh. Again, a Shver Rashi. Because the Chura, the Maise Hegdish is bottom of Utl. The Maise Hegdish is bottom of Utl. If he wants, he could be Magdish again. But that's not what Shteido in Rashi. So that the Beskarov fragt us, we'll bleib schwer. Now I'm ending in the Rashi, ki pligi, the agdish malva betoich hazman, es hakarka meshubedes loy, ve lo higdish es hachoyv, el hakarka vashik shigi hazman lipo, ez evu bo likbois im nalai vechoyzmo min ahigdish. Keivin di lo hava li zuzel el loyfi bihim hazman, azem mesalik li lemalva min hakarka vizuzel, ishtakar shlo yoy hakarka kom lo yadayim, el lo achshov kshu goy vo yisoy bechoy vo yiniknes loy. So yes, if someone was meirer, he was taking a shtickle meirer good, that in this Rashi, it's not that he gishmak lefi the balatrumis. Even though we were medayik twice in Rashi, like the balatrumis, in this line in Rashi, it's mashma that lefi rove, achshov kshu goy vo yisoy bechoy vo yin niknes loy. Achshov! If you want to say, it's not achshov. We said lefi rove is also lemafreya mishas zman apiroya. In this Lashon Rashi, it's mashma achshov kshu goy vo yisoy bechoy vo yin. Shtickle nish mashma zevi the balatrumis. But that's the source of the Shmaisa. Just a Marimokoim, I want to have Hitzachon the next to Sugya. Of a Siddha Marimokoim, Tasis in Baba Basra, Dafa in Zion, learns the Gemara differently. As Arab Kiveger and Gil Nashas, the Gil Nashas and Baba Basra is in the back. Kiveger, Gil Nashas and Baba Basra, Dafa in Zion, Mud Aleph, and the first Tasis in the Omud learns that Tasis learned the Sugya here differently. Not clear what Tesis meant there, but was stayed out that Tesis learned that he was Magdish Techoiv. That he was Magdish Techoiv, not like Rashi. Tesis is mind the Sugi that he was Magdish Techoiv. Just Tesis Lishito, so you cannot be Magdish Techoiv. So this is the reason if he Rov, it's not Kodosh. If he Abai, it's Kodosh, because the Mafreya will go there, even the Karka becomes his Mafreya. So the Kedusha is Chal. This is the plan of Tesis Kilo. That he was Magdish Techoiv. Just Tesis doesn't have a problem with Magdish Techoiv. Shitas at Tesis, you can't do Kinyonim on Choiv. Just if you buy a Mafra or Goiv, it's not a Choiv. The Mafra is a Karka. I will just get a rein to them. It's a Bazunder Reshmuz. Rab Kiveger doesn't blame to Rechil. Rab Kiveger said that it doesn't fit. But Rab Kiveger learns that Weiss Tesis learned in our Suge that he was Magdish Techoiv. It's a Shver Pshat. I'm going to get a rein to them. But it's more Gishmak that Rashi was stuck in Magdish ולא Higdish as a Choiv. Sigven do andere pshat as is yom mag nicht bekhoyt. Ze kam gebeger bleib schwer, das is fit in der gesh, kam gebeger bleib zur gehen. How taste why taste is more like this pshat? Me ge taste to learn that it was mag nicht bekhoyt. Ze kam gebeger bleib zur gehen, me let. Das schwer taste der noch gesagt, das nicht noch im dort reden auf dem. Also ich noch im gesagt allemal, das nicht noch im dort reden auf der taste. Aber ein Sache steht in taste as is yom tsat that is mag nicht bekhoyt. So Mele, it's not so schwer what Rashi is coming to say in the English is a choiv. We said Rashi is shitosa that he could magdish the choiv, and Rashi learned that chosh if you magdish the choiv, mishaz de gvir to be kodosh. But I'm saying, it's not only that that Rashi is saying it so much. Val is a thesis that learned the whole sugya as yom magdish the choiv. I mean, that's like his go glad that Rashi didn't want to speak it out. Rashi said, I'm red nisht hazeh. Let me get in the Gemara weiter. Frag the Gemara akashe. This is a Gemara, it's a very sadistic Gemara, aber man da wissen gut de Pshat, bevor man sagt, do alle Teres. So I want good to learn together the Pshat do in the Sugya, and I have a good chesh with Pshat, and auch dann, we could boy ois alle Yesoides, in the Ktsois, in Pehei, in Pehvob. Sag die Gemara hazeh. ומי אומר רובי הוכי? That what? That למפרע הוא גוי ו... ואומר רומי בר חומי. רובן שמוכר סודה לשימן באחרייס. What is the איכתים say? רובן סודה סודה לשימן באחרייס. What is באחרייס? That if לו יצוי or someone will take the soda from שימן, רובן will pay him back. וזאת כפון עליו במילף. שימן didn't have money to pay. So normally you say, okay, come tomorrow. He said, no. You owe me $100 for the Mekach. Ki'ilu, Beseder. You owe me $100. So I want now this $100. Ki'ilu, I'm giving it to you, Be'alva. So he owes the $100. So in different words, he just didn't pay yet for the Mekach. We'll see Tesis and Rashi and all of the Rishonim Be'etzem will matter Tzachir. Why the Gemara has to add these three words? V'zok v'lo alav b'milve. V'nish given zok v'lo alav b'milve. He sold him a soda be'achrayis. And the vile Shimon didn't have money to pay it. And the story carries on. Why it has to be that after Shimon didn't pay, it's not stam that Shimon didn't pay. The abgemach, that money that he has to pay, is a matzav of zakvah lalav b'milvah. We'll see Tesis will handle it. We'll see Rashi will handle it. Why is zakvah b'milvah? What do I have to say? Ruben shemoch ha'sodah l'shimon b'achrayas, v'adayin lo yishilem Shimon, and he didn't pay. V'meis Ruben. Now, ואוסו בעל חויב דה רובן ותעריף לו משימן. And the בעל חויב came and took it from שימן. So now שימן needs to get his אחראייס. שימן needs to get his אחראייס. And he didn't pay בכולי, the whole story. The word זקפול עליו במילווה זה לאי מעלה ולאי מויריד לגבי עיקר הגימורה לכורי. זה לאי מעלה ומויריד לגבי עיקר הגימורה. בסדר, this will have to me ask. So למה זה בסדר הגימורה? So אומר רון בעל חויב רובן שמוחסודו לשימן באחראייס. וזקפול עליו במילווה. ומייס רובן, and רובן died. ועושה בעל חויב דה רובן, ותוריף למשים. לוי קיים, and said, רובן owes me money, and he took the soda. ועושה שימן, ופייסי בזוסה. שימן didn't want to lose the soda, so he took money, and he paid לוי to leave the קרקע by him. He left the קרקע by him. So I want to imagine the first. Zogin ala rishonim. So how we look at it? We look at it like Shimon lost the karka already. He lost it because Reuven Levi wanted to take it. He lost it. Now he went to Levi and made a deal with Levi. Instead of taking the karka, take money. But be'etzem Shimon lost the karka. So now Shimon turns over to Reuven, if he'll be alive, or to his kids, and he say, "I lost the karka. Pay me back." I want to be masked. Why we need a Rishonim to say it? Chutz from the lomdus of the sugya. With other Rishonim, I would say, listen, if you would lose the karka, I would pay you. Who asked you to give him money? You would have to let him to take the karka. Come back to me. I said, I will take care of you. Who asked you to make a deal? What do you want from me? You never lost the karka. Someone wanted to take it from you. You paid them. Vergibet. The Teretz says, no. While I have a chayes and the soda, I have a right, I bought it, I don't want to go back and forth the whole time. I can't change mokim to mokim. Chabish can care for them. I want to stay here. I have a right to give you money, to give him money, and to say, it's ki'ilo I lost the karka, and you have to pay me for what I lost the karka. And I could man the chiyuv achayes. I have a schus to man the chiyuv achayes. It's very meduktik. Read the Gemara inside. Ve'osa bal choyv de Reuven ve'torif lei mishimen. Not ve'rotzo litroif mishimen. The Gemara calls it ve'torif lei. He took it. Siheisek he took it. See, I mean, he didn't take it lemaise. He wanted to take it. Siheisek he took it. Ve'torif lei mishimen. He took it. Ve'osa shimen ve'paise bezuzah. Zog the Gemara. So now what is Be'etzim the Masu Umad? Let me track in a minute. What is the Masu Umad? Shimon, what? Why Paisa Bezuzi? Because he wants to stay in the Karka. What do you mean? I bought this house. I don't understand.
The fact that he wants to kill.
I don't understand. Why I bought this house yesterday? I like this house. Now someone came to take it. I mean, I bought it because I like it. So I told the guy, take money. How much it's worth? I will stay here and I will go back to claim that person. Kilo, I lost it. Paisa
Bezuzi has nothing to do with the Yasmin. It'll be a different field.
If that person will take the Karka, I could go back to the same name. It's Kilo. He took it. So the person took it.
You don't need
Paisa Bezuzi. I don't need Paisa Bezuzi, but Lemaisa, this is what he did. He buys the Bezuzi. Instead of giving him the Karka, he buys the Bezuzi, but it's Kilo. He gave the same name the Karka. He Kilo gave the same name the Karka. Now, so Lemaisa, now he's coming back to the Yisayimim and say, listen, Yisayimim, I gave the Karka. I lost the Karka. Your father promised to pay me if I lose it. So he's money the Yisayimim now, the Achrayas. He's money the Yisayimim Achrayas. Said he has a right to money the Yisayimim Achrayas. The Yisayimim telling him, Beseder, you write Mechayev Achrayas, but you owe us also money. You never paid the father, the Zok from the Milva, you never paid him. When you bought the Soda, you never paid the father. Was Zok from the Milva. Pay us the Zok from the Milva. So the Yisraelim have one tiny to him, pay the Zok from the Milva that he never paid yet. And the Yisraelim, and he wants from the Yisraelim the money. So basically the Yisraelim answering him, Helzachai. We're asking you for the Milva, pay. You're asking for the Achrayas, we don't have Karka, we don't have to give you. We don't have from where to give you. The father didn't leave no karkois, Rashi said. Nothing else is left. Only metaltalim left. So we can't give you for the achrayas, but you have to pay us. Because you owe the father money for the alva. This is bad in the sugi. So let me say. The other shim the paisa bezuzet, dinu, the also of neiruven, the amri leile shimen, anon metaltalim, shovek avuch gaboch, u metaltalim yasme lebal choyv le mishtat. We don't have what to pay you with. We don't have money. We don't have money to pay you. We don't have a karka. Metaltalim, we don't have to give you. Shibu, we don't have to give you metaltalim. So b'meila, we don't have to pay the achrayas. Oh, but you have to pay us money what you owe the father for the zakfan of the milva. Right? This is the source of the shmaisa. It's about Rashi's mask, but the shtickel more. But that's the source of the shmaisa. So let me lay noch about the Gemara. I'll read it this a shtickel tiffer in the Gemara. We'll see why do you say we speak this lashon? So the Gemara say, "Nama Rama Bar Chomer, Ruben Shemach Asod Al Shimon Be'achrayes, V'zot Nol Alo Be'Milve, Shimon Oz Money to Ruben, V'Meis Ruben, V'Oso Bal Choyv De Ruben V'Toriv Le Mishimon, V'Oso Shimon Paisa Be'Zuzin." So now Lemaise Shimon has a tiny he wants his achrayes, and they say we want the money from the Zot Nol Be'Milve. Dinu the Oso Bnei Ruben, the Amri Le Shimon. And not metalter in shava avur gaboch. And metalter the yasme lebal choyv le mishtabde. What are you saying, metalim? The father didn't leave a karka. Why are you saying that loshim? Rashi explains. We'll see the Rashi in a second inside. The Yisraelim answering him like this. Erez Nishkin Batle. He says the father didn't leave nothing. But you know what the father left? He left the money that I owe the father. I owe the father $1,000. The zakum of the milve. I will take the money that I owe the father. I owe the father money, this money he wants to take. He says, I'm not coming to your house to take money. I know he's been taught to the Yasmul and Mishtav de Baal Choyv. But the father owes me achrayas. I know that the father owes me achrayas. Say, now, I need to pay the father needs to pay me money. He doesn't have. I owe the father money. I will be going with that money that I have in my pocket, that I have to pay the father, I will take that money. Give all the. And I will have money. I'll be good with that money. What? Avdem Zangri Yisraimim, that money that you owe the father is called Metaltele. Metaltele Yasmele, Mishtabdele Baal Choyv. So this is what Rashi explains. They're not Stam saying there's no money left in the house. Who said they had Metaltele? Maybe they don't have Metaltele. What Gemara said, the Yisraimim say Metaltele. Maybe the father didn't leave nothing. Orum Yotzosim Me'etem Imi Ve'orum Oshu. Mechateisi left something. So Rashi, that Yisraelim explaining why you don't have a right to hold on to the money that you owe the father. You want to take that money that you owe the father. You want to take it and to keep it to yourself. We're telling you that money you cannot keep to yourself. Why you can't keep that money to yourself? Because that money is metaldel of the yasme. Umetaldel of the yasme le mishtaldel of al-chayf. That money that you owe your father, what do you owe the father? Money. Metaldel of the yasme le mishtaldel of al-chayf. This one you say in answer. What? Wait. The Omar Rav, who will give the field? Shimon doesn't want to give. Shimon wants money. That's the Gemara. Say that. In the Chemami. I've done the Gemara. But Omar Rav, Im Pikeach Shimon. Magbilu Arev, Behodar Govi Levinai. If he's a Pikeach, so what he will do, he will take this karka. He will take this karka that he got back from Levi, mm-hmm. He was paisa bezuze, and he will give the karka mm-hmm. back to the Yesoimi. And if he will give the karka back to the Yesoimi, now the Yesoimi have a karka. He could mon from the Yesoimi the money that he was wanting from the father. Now the Yesoimi have a karka. So if now the Yesoimi have a karka, he could mon from the Yesoimi the money that he's wanting from the father. Now I want to be masked. This is not a kasha every time you could do it. Every time you can't do it. Every time a person buys a karka, he can't give it back to the Yisraelim and take it again. That's his gaulish. Only here, what I want to explain. Love masked is poshut. If a person buys a karka, love is okay. He didn't pay yet money. So now, if he will go back and give it to the person instead of the money, he can't say, okay, I gave you back the karka, and now for the achrayas, I want it back. Why he can't say it? Because if he gives the karka back to that person, he didn't lose the karka. He used the karka for paying off the money that he owed that person. This is not called losing the karka. He took the karka and he used it to pay off that other person. Here, this person already lost the karka when Levi came. And Reuben owes the money. Now he gives this karka back. He's giving the karka back, and he's coming to ask for the money that he lost yesterday. I've never said the Gemara. But Omar Rav in Pikeach Shimon, Magbilei Arev, Vahodar Govi Leminayim. The Omar Rav Nachman, Yesoimim Shegovu Karka B'choy V'Savir, Baal Choyiv Choyzer V'Goy V'Oy Samehem. Be'etzem, this is the Yesoimim Rav Nachman, without this whole Arichas. Rav Nachman says if it's Yesoimim. They owe Reuben money, and they owe Shimon money. I'm sorry. Yesoimim, and two people, and Reuben owes the money. And Shimon, they owe money. The father, Reuben owed the father money, and the father owed Shimon money. The father dies, Shimon doesn't have a where to collect his money. The Yesoimim go and they collect the karka. Zagrav Nachman, now the other Bali Choyves could come and take the karka. Yesoimim should go with karka b'choyves aviyem, Baal Choyv, Choyzer v'gay b'yisimem. So zog di gemore, I amres b'shtem ele mafrea u goy ve amotu lehochi choyso ve goy ve oysemem. Di kemande gov amichayim da avu edom. Elo I amres mikam ele abu u goy ve amai choyso ve goy ve oysemem. Ha ve kemande zab ni yas me nichse edom, vilu konu yas me nichse, miku mishtav de lebal choy. Frek di gemore aze. So be'etzem, when we may in this gemore, we don't have to go to the whole story of Rav Bachomer. We can speak in the case of Rav Nachman. That case is klo. Vozok Rav Nachman. The father has two person owes him money, Reuven. And he owes money to Shimon. So when the father dies, Shimon comes over, the Yesoimim say there's no money. The father didn't leave karkos. But if the Yesoimim go, and they mourn Reuven, and they get the karka, Zog Rav Nachman, Shimon come and say, oh, now you have a karka. The karka could be goyve. Frek the Gemara, why he could be goyve? Why Shimon could be goyve the money? What is the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is like this. When the father died, the Yesoimim didn't have no karka. There was no karka. Reuven owed money. Money is metaltele. They came to Reuven, and Reuven owed them money, and they were going their karka with what Reuven owed them. Reuven owed them money, they were going their karka. Now Shimon comes and says, oh, you have a karka. Frank of the Gemara, I have a better kasha. The father left him $100. They went and they bought a house with $100. Now the Baal Chayv could be gave it. The father died, he only left money. The Yisraelim go, they take the money and they buy a karka. The Baal Chayv could become and gave it from it. While the money was not Meshuvah, it doesn't make a difference to buy a karka after it. So why Yisraelim should go with karka, the other Baal Chayv could become and gave it from it? When the father died, was no karka. Was only choyves. Choyves on the altar. They went and they begave a karka. Why you could be choyves on the gave from it? The Teretz is a big more. Is the raya that Rav Nachman holds lemafreya u gave? If Rav Nachman holds lemafreya u gave, so when the Yisraelim are gave the karka, it's keilu, the karka was the whole time by the father. Keilu, the karka was the whole time by the father. But not stop. Shteida givaldik echidush. But lemafreya u goive, not only by the same person. If his kid yarshens him, and the kid is goive, lemafreya u goive keilu the father had the karka. Go against echidush. A person yarshens his father, a choiv, and he's goive, lemafreya u goive keilu the father yarshens the karka. Keilu the father had the karka. That's the lemafreya u goive from the sugi. Mele sagt die Gmorge, ist eine Reihe von Rab Nachman, als Rab Nachman holt immer Frau Gäuwe. Das ist eine Reihe von die Gmorge. Oh, so bei Ätzem, Rishonim speak out, so why the Gmorge had to have such a Riches to bring Rove, Rove Bar Chome, bring the member von Rab Nachman, you say him, she go to Karka, bechoy besavi, and bal choy bechoy so begoy beoy so mehem, and ask, why you could bechoy so begoy beoy so mehem, and answer, because I'm a Frau Gäuwe. Why you have to have the whole arichas? Be'etzem the rise up. Zogin the rishayim it's pashut. Zogin the rishayim it's pashut. Why you have to come to the ganze arichas? Because from Rav Nachman alone, we want maybe Rav Nachman holds like a bayel. Mafreya goyve. So be'mele the gemara be'etzem the rise. What I'm trying to say is, as stated in the rishayim, that the cheshbon from the sugya, you don't need to have the whole case of rove to have the rise from the mafreya goyve. From every simple case of Rav Nachman is a raya to the sugya where we're handling the mafreya ugoive. Just the reason the Gemara is marich so much for the ganze case here is because that under it's only Rav Nachman, it's Mishken Rove. We want it to be a Rove. Oh, but not that epis, we'll see maybe later, because it, only in that Echatimtze is a raya. From every Yisraelim shegobu karka b'choyve saviyem is a raya brura to the mafreya ugoive. That's the hemshach chelik from the Gemara. So let me then first the Rashi before we see the hemshach Gemara. למה זה דרש? סבור זאת בגמור. בגמור הזאת, רובן שמוך עשור לשימן באחרייס, וזוק לו במילווה ומייס רובן ועושה בעל חויב דרובן ותורף למשימן. למה זה לא שם רש? באחרייס, רובן מוך עשור לשימן באחרייס, שמו יקלנו בעל חויב דרובן משימן בשביל חויב ששיבדו לו רובן, שישלם לו רובן זה מויסוב לשימן ולא הור לו נחוס עם אוהל הדבר אחרי הזה. And what שימן? שימן didn't have money to pay, וזוק פונו לו במילווה. So Reuben told Shimon, the money that you owe me, we'll make it for a milve. So Rashi, v'zokvon alav b'milve, shelo yoyu moes l'Shimon, sheposak al tzod ezu, v'kosav l'Reuben shtar aleyem, v'shibed nechosav loy aleyem, v'shibed nechosav loy aleyem. And Shimon was meshabed as nechosim for the new alva. Shimon was meshabed as nechosim for the new alva. Frag the Welt Ashayim. Who asked Rashi to add this line? Maybe Shimon was not Meshavet as Nechosim. Who told Rashi that Shimon was Meshavet Nechosim? Maybe he was not. What is the Kashi? Maybe Shimon promised that he's not Meshavet as Nechosim. That, what? What? For where is it? What? For where is it? What? I owed you money. It becomes like halvoy. I have a time. Normally, when I sell you a house, you have to pay me tomorrow. I made up. Listen, now it's keilu halvoy for 10 years. So, I want to explain. Here, what is the case? Shimon is living. Shimon didn't die. We're not going to Shimon's nechosim. Shimon, the Yisraelim come to Shimon. You owe our father money. So even if he was not meshabed nechosim, he would have to pay. A minute. I want to come to. So Rashi added. So every time Rashi is masmer in the sugi that is a shibud mefurish, Rashi doesn't know the chayes to sefer. Rashi wants to speak on shibud mefurish. But Rashi adds that shibud was meshabed nechosim. Fragt him noch, why Rashi says shibud was meshabed nechosim? Other yeah, other nay, not megir. The Yisraelim could mon shimon because they could mon shimon. Shimon didn't die. Reuben had to have a shibud. Because Reuben is dead. If he was not Meshavet Nechosim, no one could come to ask for the kids for money. This is the first Rashi. Be'achrayas. He's dead. For sure he was Meshavet. If he was not Meshavet, so can you say him goodbye? The father is dead. I'm not paying you. Aber Shimon is the one that is living in the sugya. So Rashi doesn't have to write it. Das heißt, der starke Orem, da wissen. Because Rashi didn't have to write it for the Zuch of the Shmaise. We don't need it for the Chelek of the sugya here, Bichlal. But that's what just happened. The Teretz is, Vail, we'll go to Vail. We're going to Vail with the Mafra, okay, before Shibud Rav Nosson. We'll see later, maybe also in the sugya of Shibud Rav Nosson. Vail, the Gemara wants to say that when Shimon will give the karka to the Yesoimim, it will be the Mafra, okay, Kilo the father took it from Amor. So we mail it, the Mafra, okay, we said, it's all Hezbo yesterday, it works, Vail is the Shibud of the Nechosim. So the Mafra, the Shibud is the Mafra. Lo Yitzir Shimon was not Meshabed Nechosim, even if he owes money, if he will give a karka later, v'zaynishke lemafreya ugoive. The man to be a lemafreya ugoive has to be a Shibud and the Nechosim the whole time. So if later Shimon will go and give the Yisayim the karka, so we say ke'ilu it came from the Shibud, ke'ilu it came already from the father's wife, and thus the Gemara wants to prove that lemafreya ugoive. But Lo Yitzir was not Meshabed as Nechosim, the man you never could say lemafreya ugoive. It's a pashut pshat. Maskone, the Gemara says Shibud Rav Nosson. Okay, Mr. Shem will explain it there also. But even if not, Rashi Nevan needed it for the now. So this is not a shot if you have to have Rashi, the whole sugi is Maimed B'Shibud Le'edya. This I said, I don't mind why Rashi wants Maimed B'Sugi B'Shibud Le'edya. So Machlek is still safe. And Natan said, Rashi speaks it out. Lama Zogin. The Kashi was, Mechatesi was Meshabed B'Chlal. Who needs the Shibud? The Torah says, we need the Shibud B'Sugi. Lama again weiter. Dinu, so what's the Gemara? So now the Maisi was paisi bezuzah, and we explained ki'ilu he lost the karka. That's the longness of the sugya. He lost the karka, and now he's coming back to mount the yisayim be'achrayas, and the yisayim tell him herzachayim, but you owe us money. We want and fakel. We will not pay you the money because we yisayim, but you pay us the money that the father owes you. Now look good in Rashi. Here's a choshev in Rashi. Dinu aval gav de'avu kibul alei achrayas mechir. אפילו אוכי, יכול לבני רובן, לא בו ירשימן ולא אמר לו. אנון, מטלטלין שובק עבוך גבוך. לא איסו חייב אולוב, אלא מועס. לא יהיה לכל ליטנו לבעל חויב. ולא יהיה לאק במשול אחרייס מחירוסכו. דמטלטל דייס מלו ישיבו חכומים לבעל חויב. דקרקע של יסוי מימוד האמרים לבעל חויב גוי ואויסו בחויב הסביר. משום דמחיים חל שיעבוד עליהם. אבל על מועס שלו היו בעין לא יחל שיעבוד המחיים. וכשהם בעין אין כאן לא יביל בעלי המועס, דעיין יסיימים לא היל בו זה כלום. איזה לנגה רשי. איזה לנגה רשי. רשי is very long. What רשי is coming to say? When we read the Gemara, we explained the Gemara very כפשוט. I want this Gemara to be clear, as not from all the Teres, or Messiah שבל עליה. We read the Gemara, the Shimon comes to the Yisayim, Hel Sachain, I want my Achrayas. They tell him, we Yisayim, I'm not going to get it. You have to pay us money. He wants to take that money. This is metaltali. Metaltali asme lo mishtad de levalchoyv. Right? This is the Gemara. Rashi comes here with a lange arichas. What Rashi is coming to say? Shtei do in Rashi. I'll say it ba'al peh, then we'll see it inside. Zogt Rashi hazeh. That's a chayim good. Zogt Rashi. Shimon be'etzem has two tainas. One taina he says like this. When Levi came to take the karka for me, and I took the money and I ran over to give him to Paisei Bezuzah, when I went over to give him the money, you know what money I gave him? I gave him the money that I owe you, father. I owe you, father, money, the milveh. That money I used, but I tried to keep him quiet not to take my karka. Without Shibud Rav Nosson, we don't know Shibud Rav Nosson now. We know Shibud Rav Nosson now? No. I just took that money and I gave it to him. So we made it, what you want? You're asking for the money? That money that I owed your father, I used. This is what Be'etzim Shimon wants to answer them. He tells Shimon, what do you mean? He says, no, I owed your father money. Someone was trying to take the karka. I used that money. Shteita in Rashi, that Be'etzim a person has a right to use the money that he owes someone to save his karka. Why? You sold me a karka by achrayas. What achrayas means? You be in charge of it to be okay. You said achrayas. You took achrayas on it or not? You took achrayas to be in charge on it or not? You took achrayas. Rashi holds, if you took achrayas, if I owe you money, I could run to your house ki'ilu. I'm not allowed to steal from you. But you said to take your money, to keep that person away, not to take the karka. When he started Be'etzim in the Gemara, that I have a right to Paisi Bezuzah, it started already in the Gemara, that we said, Mechteisi Paisi Bezuzah, give him the karka and come back to me. No, no, no. I have a right, I bought it, Yachayis gives me a right to stay. This is what we saw in the Gemara already. That if I Paisi Bezuzah, you can't tell me later who asked you to Paisi Bezuzah, you never lost the karka. It's considered that I lost it, I had a right to save it. This is the Achrayis. I have a right to save it. More from that, I have a right to take your money and to save it. So Rashi learns Be'etzim, he's telling the Yisraelim, I will not pay you anymore. Why I will not pay you? I used your money to save it. And for Rashi and this Taina and Shuldig, that money that you used was not Meshubit. Where are you saving him? If he was living, you could use that money. Where are you saving him? You can't use that money. That money is not Meshubit to him. You don't have a schus on that money to use it. This is the first line in Rashi. Look. You didn't have a right to use that money. Because you don't have a right to use that money. This is what Rashi is coming to say here. Stay there in Rashi that I have a schus. Now it sounds like I'm slave because on them it doesn't make sense why I could use that money. There's no Shibud Rab Nosson. We didn't learn Shibud Rab Nosson now. We don't know there's a schus to give Stam money. Rashi says that the person wants to give that person the money and he doesn't want to pay it anymore. He said, I used it. I paid it. Second, they say me, where are you saying me? You can use our money. Now the person says, okay. But I want to hold on to that money. Why I want to hold on to that money? Again, I'm not Shibud Rab Nosson. I have achrayas. I could hold on to your money that I owe you to pay my achrayas. I want to take that money to pay the achrayas. Again, not Shibud Rab Nosson. It's not even without the yasmin. It's the money by me. So how you can take that money? You have achrayas. I'm allowed to hold on to your money to save my achrayas. Zogt Rashi, v'lo le'akmo b'shvil achrayas mechiroscho. And I'll be masbit to you. Let me tell you, at the Sefes Havana, I remember when I learned the first time, it was very schwer to understand. I will have some masbit us more. When you read quick the Rashi, let me tell you, masbit us, we'll go down a darga minute, to masbit us balabatish. When you learn this Rashi gich, you learn Rashi means very balabatish. The person comes to the Yisraelim, achrayas. The Yisraelim tell him, listen, we don't have money, but you owe us money. So he says, okay, so I will take that money. So we tell him, this is the passage when you read the Gemara. The person comes to the Yisraelim, you owe me money. They say, hey, Metalda, we don't have money. But you owe us money. So, oh, if I owe you money, let me take that money. No, Metalda, the Yasmin, let me start with the Balchayv. But this is the way when you read the Gemara like. Omar, Dinu, the Osu, Omule, Metalda, Lim, Shavak, Avunga, Boch, Metalda, the Yasmin, the Balchayv, let me start. Rashi went up a Madregi and Pshat. Rashi didn't like it. Rashi never had a tzad maybe that he could take that money before. That money is not by the Yisraelim yet. How he could man that money? The Yisraelim don't have that money. So he doesn't want to pay the Yisraelim. He wants to collect the chayv that he owes the Yisraelim. You have to come to Metalta the Yasmin and Mishtadel about chayv for that. It's not even Metalta the Yasmin. You're right, Lemaskone it is. Because Shibud the Rab Nosson. But we don't know Shibud the Rab Nosson now. Do you still have money in the house? No. So what? Why he doesn't want to pay? Because all my chayes. Send it. Too bad. I don't have money. So he says, okay, but I will not pay you. I will use that money. That money is not ours. Someone owes us. You can't go to that person. We don't know Shibud Rab Nosson that you could go to the third person. Rashi here added a knech. Oh, but he's coming with a timer. I have a chayes. I could use it for my achrayas. I have a schus to use that choiv for my achrayas. Zogt Rashi, aber that choiv is metaltelim. And even if you have a schus, metaltel the yasmel and mishtavdel lebal choiv. This now, read Lashon Rashi. Loi hoya lecho litnoi lebal choiv, veloi leakev bishvil achrayus mechiroscho. Rashi doesn't say, ve'en lecho ligvois mishom. Rashi says, you can't say, I will use that money, that this will be the money that I paid, or this will be the money that I'm holding on for the achrayas. Because that money is the money of metaltel, the yasmel, and mishtavdel, and baal choyv. This is the isofet in Rashi. And I'm explaining why Rashi is fakvetching to Moisiv that. Because Rashi has a problem. If there's no Shibud the Rab Nosson, Stanti is saying you have to tell him. We don't understand. You owe us money. Why are you not paying? What he will say? The father owes me, say that we don't have. But pay us. That choyv is not very Yisraelim yet. But he wants to hold on for that choyv, for the shibud that he has, for the achrayas. So he had a right to pay the other person with that, or he had a right to be going with that. So Rashi is not mishtabel. Rashi finishes words that are a little bit shmer. So Rashi, the metal that he asked for the shibdu chachom lebal choyv, the karka shel yisoyim im huda amrin lebal choyv goy v'oysa b'choyv v'saviyem. Mishum demechayim chal shibudu aleim. Aber la moy shlo yoyu bein le khayl shibude mekhay frag de besmeir it's not ms this is the reason the metal to the asmel im shtab de bal khoy because it was not bay and the father had suits and he dies and the metal to the asmel im shtab de bal khoy rashi says here why metal to im shtab de shlo yoyu bay le khayl shibude ale that's another reason we know metal to the asmel im shtab de bal khoy stop. Why taking the tazer yasmal and mishtav del baal choyv? There's two reasons. One reason is shitas Rashi and his uneshech that metalta the yasmal and mishtav di that is no shibud that metalta di. A person only relies on karkoes that a person can't run away with it. Metalta di that people could run away with a person is loy somach daitoy and is no shibud that metalta di. Stam is no shibud metalta di. There's another nusach in the Rishonim. It's a takonas ha-yisraimim v'alekuchas. There is no shibud on metaltalim. Because if it's a shibud on metaltalim, you buy a pen, maybe it's meshubud. If you buy a pen from someone, maybe it's meshubud. If you buy a karka, you know, everything is written down. You check, it's a mortgage. It's written down. Karka kola yisrei. So there's two reasons why there's no shibud on metaltalim. One reason is that people don't rely on metaltalim. They only rely on karkois, because karkois, they know that you can't run away. So nixed the inchin in a raven lay. So b'shas de alvoy he's say mechdas on karkois. He's not say mechdas on metaltalim. And another reason that it's a takona de rabbanon. But zok de bismeir not what Rashi writes by us that shelo hayo behei. This Rashi by us is shver. But stam an afkemina in between the two reasons. If it's because that lo somcho daite on metaltalim, or because a takona de rabbanon, what would be when you gave him a metaltalim from the person himself, not from the lekuchas? Person owes you money, and you gave him a metaltalim. If there's no shibud on metaltalim, so you could be gave it. Even if there's no shibud, you could be gave it. He owes you money, but not mitzad a shibud. Minei di day. Animal, you could be gave him minei di day on a shibud. He owes you money. He has to pay. When you take, but not mitzad a shibud. If we'll say that is the shibud on metaltalim, just it's a takone by the lekuchas. So here's no takone by the lekuchas. What I'm trying to figure out is, we said before that for the mafreya or goyve you need a shibud. For the mafreya or goyve you need a shibud. Right? So now if you be goyve metaltalim from a person, you could say the mafreya or goyve metaltalim or not. If there's no shibud and metaltalim, so you never could say the mafreya or goyve metaltalim. But see, shita saramban, you never say the mafreya or goyve metaltalim, because there's no shibud and metaltalim. So the person doesn't have shibud and metaltalim. So if you sell him a frau gave, you need a shibud, because the shibud makes them a frau. So if you gave the chomets, you can't sell him a frau gave. So zog the Ramban, you never sell him a frau gave and metaltalim. I are a sugya? So he says a whole shtikul tayar. It's the hemshech a sugya. If we say that metaltalim have a shibud, she says, takona the rabbono, not to be gave from the lekuches, or by minei di day, you have a shibud on metaltalim. So you could sell him a frau gave. So he will be an afkemin attack. He will take a be an afkemin. ואומר רובי גרסינן, אי פיקח הוא זה שימון ייתן ויים עליהם, אין לי מויס לפרוי עליהם, אלו קרקע יש לי, ונסונו להם בחויבוסם, וחויסו וגוי באויסו מהם בשביל החייס מחיר שקיבל אוויר. דהשתו כי אגבילי או ארי גלי מילסה דלו מטלטלים ודשו בגבי אלו קרקע. זה כלי נדיו גדו אין רשי. רשי סייד הזה, אם פיקח הוא זה שימון ייתן ויים עליהם, אין לי מויס לפרוי עליהם, אלו קרקע. תחרינו במדייק אין רשי, what he has to say, אין לי מויס לפרויה אלא קרקע. I have מויס לפרויה, I want to give you קרקע. אז משמע אין שיטס רשי, that when you owe a milve, if you have money, you have to give money and you can't give a קרקע. זה מחלקס ראשוני בבקם דווחס, דווב, if you have מויס and קרקע, if you could give קרקע, call me למיטב, if we could give Mois Karka instead of Mois. Here in Rashi is Mashma that he has to tell the Yisraelim, I don't have money, I want to give you Karka. But Mashma that if he has money, זאת דגמור, אז במילא, בלחוב אחר של אבי הם חייזו בגוי בויסם, אל מאמרים לנו, אני אתל קרקע בחוי בויסם, שור שנויס לעמו יסניג נלוי. אי עמוד בשני מאמרים לנסגל למיסל מפריע, שייסו קנוי לאבי הם קרקע זו שגובו בחוי בסבי הם, שמוכי בלחוב אחר של אבי הם חייזו בגוי בויסם הם. דקמן דגב למחיים דעבו אדומי. אלו יעמוס כל הגוי בקרקע בחוי בויסם, קנוי לו אלו מגביע ואילך, עמי בלחוב חייזו בגוי בויסם הם. לא יהיה דובר זה אלו כמי שכל יסיים קרקע במוי שלהם, מיהיה במשתבל לבלחוב? אין פה די גמורה, למה זה נתר עצום די גמורה? אין פה די גמורה, שי מי אוסום, דה אמר לו, כהיכי די משתב דו לאבוכן, משתב די נמי לבעל חויב דה אבוכן ודה רב נוסן. נתן רב נוסן אומר, מנהי לנוי שבחבי רמונה, וחבי רבי חבי רוי, שמוצאים מזה ונוי שנזה, אתה אמר לו, אמר, ונוסן לה אשר רואה שם לו. ואוס אין פה די גמורה. So בואו שיעבוד ורב נוסן, באיזה שם הוא עושי, next week, the choice, revolve, Gotten Aleph and Pehei. How she abudu the Rav Nosson works. But what is the terrors from the Gemara? So we'll take the case of Yisraim Shigovu Karka B'choy V'Saviyem. It's the Laich Teichet Timtze. We have Yisraim Shigovu Karka B'choy V'Saviyem. What is Teichet Timtze? The Yisraim, Reuven owed the Yisraim money, and they owed Shimon. Shimon doesn't have a word to collect, it's metaltali. Zog Rav Nachman, but if Yisraim Agoyve Karka, so now Shimon could come and be Goyve the Karka. Zag de Gemara, if mikav el abo goyve, so the father never had a karka. And zaray el mafreya o goyve. And for the Gemara, no, it's wicked as shabudu de Rab Nosson. What helps shabudu de Rab Nosson? So b'meile, Shimon could go straight to Reuven. He doesn't have to go to the Yisraimim. The Yisraimim had the father die. Reuven owed the father money, and Shimon the father owes money. So Shimon can't collect from the father because he didn't live without him. But if the Yisraim took a karka, so then he could be goyve. Why he could be goyve? So the Gemara lila mafreya o goyve, because he becomes, so the Gemara nein. Shimon goes direct to Reuven. Shibud the Rav Nosson. What? But in the case of Reuven and Shimon, before the case of Reuven, Yisraimim shegovu karka b'choy v'saviyim, the simple echetimtze. Yosem, who is the Yosem? Yankev died. Reuven owes him money. And he owes Shimon. Shimon comes to the Yisraimim. They say, Yaakov didn't leave Karkoes. Zog Rav Nachman, but if the Yisraeli went and collected Karka from Reuven, the Shimon could take it. The Shaila, why? Zarai lemafreya o goyve. Zog Gemara, mei, nishtat to mafreya o goyve. Shimon could go directly to Reuven to take the Karka. Shabudu de Rav Nosson. The Karka is meshubet to Shimon direct. The Aloch is Shabudu de Rav Nosson, if Reuven owes Shimon money, and Shimon owes Levi money. So the halacha is that Levi could go and collect the money straight from Reuven. He doesn't have to go to Shimon. So the halacha, you go straight. Shabud the Rav Nosson. So that is the halacha that you can go straight to Shabud the Rav Nosson. So mainly here, not because Keilu the father got the karka. When it was by Reuven, it already was meshubet to me. When it was by Reuven, it already was meshubet to me. Mainly, this is the pshat of Rav Nachman. And going back to the case of Reuven, the Zelbezach. So what happens here? Reuven saw the soda be'achrayis to Shimon. And Shimon and Reuven dies. Now Shimon tainez, but Balchoy v'zok v'mirve, and v'paisa v'zuz, v'zok Shimon, you owe me achrayas. They say, yeah, but we don't have money. They say, Shimon, yeah, but I owe you father money. And I have a karka. So b'meile, I could go and collect that karka right away. Here, I'm the same person. I'm the person that owes your father, and I'm the person that your father owes him. So b'meile, I could go direct. If I don't have to come that I give you that we mele medile mafreya or goyve. I have a shibu direct. Those are the terrors of the Gemara. Those are the terrors of the Gemara. Frek Rab Kiveger and Ksuves. I want you to work over Shabbos to hop and claw the Rab Kiveger as we verstehen the Rab Kiveger we gechab zach do the suk. Frek Rab Kiveger. So why Rav says im pikeachu? He goes, like you said before, and he gives the karka to the Yisraimim, and then he goes back to collect it from the Yisraimim. Al Shabud the Rav Nosson, he could go to himself right away. Why he has to go to give it back to the Yisraimim and to be chayz of a gaiva from the Yisraimim? What? Tanya. What? La Aloha, the Gemara says now, it's going on Shabud the Rav Nosson. The Gemara says that Rav meant Shabud the Rav Nosson. So why Rav said in Pikechu? Rove Alamon was Shibud Rav Nosson. Rove never meant him after our Goyve. We didn't have Pshat in Rove. Rove meant the whole time, not because of Mafra Ogoyve. Rove doesn't offer him after our Goyve. Abgeveger, Messiah, Bashem, Yoy Reinai. For example, Abgeveger, if the Pshat in the Gemara is like we're learning, Al Shabud and Rav Nosson, I could go straight to the other person. Mazmod Shabud Rav Nosson. But if the Pshat is that I have a Koyach Gvir right straight from him, Al Shabud Rav Nosson, so why I have to be in Pikechu? In Pikechu. To give it back to the Yisayimim. And to be Chayzer and Geiver from the Yisayimim. That was coming to them. I owe the father money. He owes me money. I will take the Karka right away. Shavud Rav Nosson. Rabbi Nudovido frek the Kasha and he says the Gemara is loved Afka. Just mechazik the Kasha. I know that the normal effect when you learn the Sugi has to come klor on Teres. As if Rabbi Nudovid Zokas Lemaise, as in the Chanami, love Dafka. In Pikach means Belomdes. He has to know it. Basin has to tell him. Like, they're good. So he doesn't have to be a Pikach. Basin has to tell him it. What? Basin has to tell him that it's done already. What he has to think that he's doing it. Epshaya. We'll see. אז אבל דאָ איז דאָ גמור איז לאב דאַפק. אבל בפאַש איז גמור איז יא דאַפק. פראג דאָ קיב אייגער מאשם יא ריינה. If that is the plan of the Gemara, that is a shibu direct, and we could skip the Yisayimim, so why he has to give back the Karka? Why he has to give back the Karka? He could be gave it direct, go straight to the Yisayimim, and be gave him the Yisayimim. Avada, midav zorgen do apshat. Zorg, midav erst lernen the sugi good, to see the taste of simdo, What is the Avon of Shabud and Rav Nosson? I've been around good to Shabud and Rav Nosson. I bet I can, it's a great Indian to see the tastes there. All the tastes, but the last tastes with the Marsha. And to send the Ktsois and Simen Pei Hei and Simen Pei Vav. And Bez Hashem, Yem Rishon, I hope Efshon noch the ganze Sugi, I'm hoping that tell us about Kivega. No, it's not love in the Sugi. How can you
I'm going to go to the house.